Hey, Madeline.
Hey, Jenny. How are you? I haven't seen you in a while.
Thanks. I'm fine. Nice seeing you. You want a glass of water?
Yeah, sure.
How's university?
Oh, it's actually really stressful at the moment, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. So, do you have any plans for today? If not, what about the movie night?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Do you like The Hunger Games? I haven't seen it in a while, but I read the book again last week, and I remembered how much I love it.
I've seen it as well, and it was so good that I would watch it again. I mean, I love watching movies, no matter what genre.
Oh, really? I'm on to books. If I'm not busy with university, I'm reading constantly. It just calms me down and releases stress after a long and exhausting day in the bib.
With me, it's just the opposite. After studying and looking into books almost every day, I can only relax by watching a good movie.
Speaking of the topic, a few days ago, I've read an article on how to release stress during exam periods. And it came out that reading a book for at least 6 minutes reduces about 70% of stress. But watching a movie is not seen as helpful at all. It rather makes you feel guilty of doing it instead of being productive.
Are you sure that's true? I mean, where did you get that from? That sounds kind of unrealistic.
You think? It's actually a study made by the University of Mainz. I don't remember what it's called.
Absolutely not. Just think of all the special effects shown in the movie. You'd never be able to imagine such things.
But that's the point. You are. And that's what makes it so much more interesting. You can let your imagination run free instead of having the whole scenery forced in your face.
You just don't get it. I want to give my imagination a break, and that's not possible while I'm reading a 400-page tome.
But what about all the differences? And those don't even include all the extra information and details that are given in the book.
But with all these extra details, the movie would last about 5 hours and no one watches and really cares about those small details. They're not important.
Oh, you don't think it's important that in the book Peter loses his leg and in the movie he just has a scratch?
Oh, seriously? That? You're totally exaggerating. It doesn't make a difference in the story. Oh, and by the way, what about the excellent job of cutting and combining all these scenes and putting special effects in? All that work cost a lot of money. I remember that the production of the movie was about $78 million. And what kind of effort do you put into writing a book?
What the hell are you even talking about? Who cares about how expensive the movie was? That has nothing to do with the book. And about the special effects? No movie can show them the way your imagination can.
But there are movies which are not based on books. What about those?
Are you even listening to me? A second ago we were talking about screen adaptations, and now you're talking nonsense. You're just trying to win this argument.
I'm not. I'm just broadening your field of vision, and thereby I realize that you run out of arguments, and that's why you're lambasting me.
Oh, come on. I'm not lambasting you. I'm just stating the obvious. You need to stop trying to change the topic. Can we just go back to the differences?
Of course. Then why don't you just accept that the movie is better? Don't you think that the actors have a huge impact on the audience, especially on younger people? They are seen as role models and can help them get through tough situations, and books don't have that kind of effect.
You're missing a point. Many young people use books to escape their daily lives, which has basically the same effect as your precious actors.
Okay, you know what? You win. The wise head gives in. In this case, this is obviously me.
You always think you're the smarter one, don't you? I'm tired of this argument anyway.
We shouldn't have started this. I knew it would end this way.
Let's just watch the movie, okay?
That was the plan since the beginning.